Hi guys, welcome to my podcast. Ready to learn another English words? Today is letter E vocabularies, and I'm going to share samples of a verb, an adjective, and a noun. We will also have their meaning explained in a way that we can easily retain these new words into our minds. So what are we waiting for? Let's go! The first word is enamor. That's letter E, N-A-M-O-R, enamor. Enamor is an action word which means to be filled with a feeling of love for. The past tense or the past participle form of this word, enamored, that's with letter E and D at the end, is commonly used to convey its meaning. When you are enamored by something or someone, you love it. It attracts you. You might say that you're enamored with your new car, or enamored of the new kid in school. But we also often use the word in negative contexts. A friend at work may complain that she's not enamored of the new boss, and when you start talking about how you're not enamored with the neighbors, it may be time to move. Sometimes readers are troubled by the use of enamored by instead of enamored of. Let's consider this helpful mnemonic. If you're crazy about ferrets, you're enamored of them. It is less common but still acceptable to say enamored with. But if you say you are enamored by ferrets, you're saying that ferrets are crazy about you. Note that the preposition of and with are commonly used after the word enamored. I'll offer my own view as to how one might choose between of and with to use with this verb. Use enamored of when speaking of romantic love, as in Mark Antony was enamored of Cleopatra. Meanwhile, use enamored with when speaking of mere fascination or interest, as in Charlie is enamored with his new iPad. As for enamored by, remember the ferrets. Words that have the same meaning are infatuated, crazy over, and smitten with. Now, let's try to put it in sentences. Jane is enamored with tennis and plays the sport every day. Another sentence is, her beauty enamored the prince. Ready for the next word? Elusive. That's letter E, L-U-S-I-V-E, elusive. Elusive is an adjective which describes something that is difficult to find, catch, or achieve. Things that are elusive are hard to pin down or remember. They slip right out of your grasp. Ever try to catch a mouse? It's not easy, because mice are quick and elusive, they're tough to catch. Rabbits are speedy, so they're elusive too. Also, things that are tough to understand or describe are elusive, like the concepts of love and beauty. If you had an idea and then forgot it, the idea is elusive, it slipped away. Anything you can't get hold of, with your hands or with your brain, is elusive. Same words are slippery, evasive, and fugitive. Some example sentences are, Harry Potter dived amongst the chasers, with his eyes searching all around for some hint of the elusive Snitch. Another sample sentence is, an elusive fairy is one you can't catch, but an elusive one was never really there at all. Wait, what? Confused there? Listen guys, let me explain. The word elusive is commonly confused with the word elusive, which is also an adjective. That's letter I, L, L, U, S, I, V, E, elusive. Something elusive is not real, even if it seems to be. The word elusive is used mostly in literature, where we find our favorite illusions. If flickering candlelight is casting scary shadows on the wall, don't worry, those are elusive villains. They aren't really there. Although both words, elusive and elusive, can apply to things you don't have, don't let the difference be elusive. You can't quite catch something elusive because it eludes you, but elusive things are just illusions. Let's just remember that the word elusive is less common. It likes to hang around the library, where it can be easily caught. Let's move on to our last word for today. Enigma. That's letter E, N, I, G, M, A, enigma. Traveling to English from Greek by means of the Latin word for riddle, enigma is a noun that refers to something or someone that is mysterious, puzzling, or difficult to figure out. Are you an enigma? A person who is described as an enigma is a bit of a mystery. You never know what that person is really thinking, or what his or her motives for doing something are. The word enigma originally referred not to people but to words, and specifically to words that formed a riddle, or complicated metaphor that tested the listener's or reader's alertness and cleverness. In between those uses, it was and still is applied to things that puzzle people. Egypt's meticulously constructed pyramids of Giza or a theory of quantum physics, for example, might be described as enigmas. In these uses, the meaning is simply a figurative extension of the original riddle sense. Now, listeners, why do you have to learn difficult words like this? That is an enigma. Head scratcher, mystery, and puzzle are the sample synonyms. Sample sentences would be: with him he spoke of chemistry and the enigma of the universe. Another sentence would be: when I saw Africa again, Africa came back whole, alive, shining with remembered enigma. Let's review what we just had for today. Enamor. Enamor is an action word which means to be filled with a feeling of love for. The preposition of and with are commonly used after the word enamored. Elusive. Elusive is an adjective which describes something that is difficult to find, catch, or achieve. It is commonly confused with the word elusive, which refers to something that is not real, even if it seems to be. Enigma. Enigma is a noun that refers to something or someone that is mysterious, puzzling, or difficult to figure out. Now, let's put the three words in a sentence. Ready? It remains an enigma to her family how she gets enamored with an elusive criminal. Let me repeat. It remains an enigma to her family how she gets enamored with an elusive criminal. There you go, guys. If you want to check out the transcript of this audio, just visit my Facebook page. You might also want to visit my YouTube channel for some related videos. I'll leave the links on the description. This has been your lexical resource guide, Miss Reverie. I hope you can join me again on the next episode of this podcast. The letter F vocabularies. Thank you for listening.